Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday, the 19th of May. Lovely day, isn't it? What beautiful weather we're having. Hopefully people are still obeying some form of social distancing. I've not been out, so I've no idea what is happening in the real world. And I've not been watching or reading any news. So I genuinely have no idea what is going on and whether people are getting on top of this or behaving themselves or not. Leverkusen got the job done, didn't they? What a beautiful drift, a lovely little drift. Had a few messages sort of through the evening as the price was going up. Oh, the price is drifting, what are you going to do? The price is going up. Somebody doesn't fancy them. No, well I do, because there was that just means you're getting more. And I got on at 1.93, thank you very much. The 2.5 drifted as well. And nicked a right good few quid from the game overall. You can't control everything, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Twitter today. I think one of the things on with Twitter is obviously for you guys who are perhaps learning this or looking out, you can get multiple sources, I guess, of information. So you might be an ultimate member and have a Poisson sheet with that game on, then somebody else posts odds and they contradict that, and then somebody else comes up and says they fancy that, and it's all rattling through your timeline and causes confusion and that. The one thing I'm really good at, I don't look at what anybody else, I've got football traders, bettors on my timeline. I very, very rarely read what they post or look at it, because it doesn't serve any purpose to me whatsoever. I follow my own processes, and you've got to control what you can control. You've got to set your own path, and that is it. And focus on stuff like that. I had a conversation 2 days ago with somebody about VAR moaning that it's fucked their season up. I thought, how has VAR possibly fucked your season up? There's no evidential proof whatsoever that it's affected goals. There's none whatsoever as yet. Average goals are pretty much where they were, so there's no evidential proof that it's that. The only people I think that VAR has genuinely affected is the people in the football grounds. I've been in football grounds, and the Sheffield United game is one I can think of. We waited what seemed an inordinate amount of time to have a Sheffield United goal chalked off at Tottenham, and you don't really know what's going on. I do get that bit of it, that's got to be improved. But to say it's messed your betting season up, it's just really, for me, looking for some sort of excuse, because perhaps you're not as good as you thought you were. And the people who are moaning about stuff like VAR are generally, you get people, fucking done me. They don't win anyway. You can't control VAR. It's absolutely, you sitting in your house, jumping up and down about it, makes no difference whatsoever. It's the same with missed penalties. You got to spend the energy focusing on you and your own process. But when this stuff, again, it's similar to whatever subject these days, everything's polarised, politics, this COVID, whatever it may be. When it's rattling through your timeline, it gets into your brain, and then you can't stop it. I missed the green screen because the goals came too quick to get the actual market, but I posted a P&L. I just love it. I love the fact, genuinely, I joined Twitter. People join Twitter for all sorts of different reasons. I joined it for a bit of banter. That's really what I joined it for. And I sound off about Tottenham. And I know there's people who like that when I lose my stuff over Tottenham. A lot of what I say on there is tongue-in-cheek. I take the piss out of Suggsy. I'm loving the banter on the dog football league we're running at the minute. There's other people like Donald Trump who joined it purely to rally his base up, I would imagine. He can tweet controversial things and his base lap it up. There's people like Piers Morgan who joined it for his own brand. Don't be under any other illusion than to promote his own brand. And he can go back to his GMTV bosses and say, look, I've got 7 million viewers. People listen to me, or whatever it may be. Why did the normal bloke join it? Imagine being the guy, genuinely, imagine being the guy moaning about somebody posting green screens. Just stop and think logically and imagine being that guy. We have got people dying in the world at an unprecedented rate. Absolute fact, that is, for those of you who think it's just a flu. An unprecedented rate all across the world, people dying. And We got people with family in hospital, not just through COVID, with cancer and stuff like that. And you're sitting in your little house getting upset. He posted a green screen again, Mum. He's posted another fucking green screen. I can't have it. I'm not fucking having it. Imagine being that guy. Imagine, honestly, imagine your kids growing up to be that guy. Just imagine being that guy. I can't imagine it. I find it quite funny. That's why I'm going to keep posting them now, because I know it's winding people up. Because what is wrong with you? You got something wrong? I mean, some of the people who moan about it, they're like, I don't like seeing the green screens. Why do they only post the green screens? Where's the red screens? And then they go, join my service, join my service. Look at my stuff, join my service, join my service. I mean, fucking hell, what is the matter with people? You got to have a, honestly, you have got to seriously have a fucking look at yourself, haven't you? It's like, you know, I walk in the pub, I don't know, I walk in the pub and meet Suggsy, and he might have six people sat with him I don't know. Come and have a beer with us, Ian. We're going to football, whatever. And there's six people there I don't know. And I walk in, I don't know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, mate, he goes, how's your day? And I go, oh, not bad, Paul. So actually, I've had a really good run. I won a good few quid in a Leverkusen game. And the bloke who I don't know jumping up across the table. You fucking won money? You fucking come in here saying you won money? Who the fuck do you think you are? Don't come in here saying you won money. Isn't it? That's what it's like. That's what. Imagine being that guy. I sat last night after that Leverkusen game. I thought, I can't be that guy. In my wildest dreams, I couldn't be that person. What is the matter with you? What does it really fucking matter what anybody posts on a platform of absolute non-entity, unless it is people like politicians fucking spreading barefaced lies, because then that does need to be dealt with. But the general public, any bloke tweeting, oh, I won a few quid last night, madness, isn't it? It is madness. So, yeah, the aftertime in Leverkusen game, another one in the kicker. I'm glad a few of you made a few quid, and I know a few of you did. Lovely, beautiful, forget the drift, don't worry about it. Don't worry about, oh, I didn't beat the closing line because I might have backed it at 1.79 and it did go off at 1.93. For the grand scheme of things for most of you, that is not going to make the biggest difference in your life, I promise you. How you manage yourself, things I've been talking with Chris Wilkinson about trading out, actual selections, betting too much, trying to come up with some sort of model, all that sort of stuff is going to be far more important to you than, oh, he posted a green screen again, how did he do it? I get so many, how did you do it, what did you do, how many, what did you trade, how did you do it, when did you enter, how much for, what was it? Fuck off, honestly, do me a fucking favour. Where was I starting with all this? I'm off on one again, aren't I? Control what you can control. That's all you can. And things like VAR. I mean, I do. You know, I February, March, Suggsy will back this up. We some bets together. We had 9 straight missed penalties. A couple of them the worst I've ever seen. Of course you're pissed off when it happens. Of course I have, for fuck's sake. But it happens in the grand scale. I can't control it. I don't let it lose my shit over it and think, well, I'm not betting again. These fucking penalties, it's all a fix. I don't get like that. It's just a fucking miss, isn't it? They just missed a penalty. I'm a great, you know, I think Dio's the same. I don't get how so many penalties are missed. You're 12 yards out. You've got the fucking choice of where it's going to go. We keep hearing how good they are, which is another topic. If you read that, can we have our football back? We keep reading how good these are, the best players in the world. Best players we've ever seen, which is a massive disrespect to the people who came before them. The likes of George Best and Brian Robson, Tony Curry, got loads of them in there, loads of them back at Hoddle, you know, loads of them back in the 70s, 80s, fantastic players. It's like now we've got the Premier League, we never had any good players before, load of old bollocks. But yeah, control what you can control, and we can't control things like VAR. We can get upset about it. I understand people, you know, oh, it's ruining my game. You know, I think I still maintain it'll be good for the game. I think we have gone about it completely wrong in the Premier League, as typical. Should have used screens. I think the in-ground experience of it is dreadful. But getting up and down, it's affecting my betting. Do me a favour. Do me a fucking favour, honestly. What is the matter with people? Right, where else was I going? I've got nothing now, there's no football. I'm going to cease the stat of the day now. I gave you tons of stats from March through to then. I will focus on games that are being played. I think we've got Belarus tomorrow. And then obviously we've got, I'll be doing my German numbers probably tomorrow or Thursday. I've got a couple of busy days actually, so when I get a chance to do them, I might even have a little gander this evening if I can. So running my German numbers, so I'll let you know anything there before the game, because that's what I tend to do. I tend to tell you before the game, and then I post a green screen after the game, and that kind of is how it works, the game. But I could wait until you Sunday, if you like, when I know all the results. What a fucking load of bellings, honestly. What else have we got? We've got interview tomorrow. I'll be updating Ultimate. ELO rankings, as I said, I mentioned those. We have hit a little hiccup. Just on checking them, we found a little flaw in our just applying the process backwards, so we're fixing that. May have it Friday, if not it'll be the following week. But I've got some, and once we've finished, I'm going to make a couple of videos, got some really good stuff with those, which is superb. And I use it just sort of to back up something else I might find on Ultimate, so I'll make a video and we'll have that going forward. But we just need to fix that. My old mate Art, I've got him working again. Well done. Three cheers for Art. Hip hip hooray. He's a little Trojan, the boy. When I say, can we get this done? He goes, he never says no. That's what I like. He goes, yeah, it can be done. It's hard, but it can be done. Good lad he is. Right. Let's give you another little salad. There. Old Greg, we were talking yesterday. I went to years ago in the US. I can't remember where I was. I think it might have been LA, and we were looking for something to eat, and we found this sort of fast food salad joint, which basically just had trays of everything: avocado, asparagus, pomegranate, limes, lemons, coriander, sugar, snap peas, everything. Just had everything laid out, and you basically just told them what you want. They had some sort of predefined ones, but a bit like you do with pizza toppings, you're a bit of that, bit of that, bit of that, and then they put it in, ask you what dressing, tossed it up, and you walked away with a fresh tub of salad. It was absolutely mobbed. It was, people were heaving in it. And I said to Sam at the time, I said, imagine opening one of these up in London, be superb. Of course, never did. And because in my head, I was thinking, why aren't they everywhere? Why have we got people shoving burgers? There's more burger joints than fried chicken joints. Why? And obviously, there might be the lingering doubt that salad isn't that popular. But I do love a salad. I love when the weather turns like this, just to sit and get piles of salad and make different things. So I'm going to give you one today. This is a nice sort of bit of a kick and heat to it. I haven't given it a name because it's just one I made up. So you want a romaine lettuce. You see a theme with the old baked BLTs. I like a bit of romaine lettuce. Wash it, dry it, chop it. Bag of the cherry tomatoes. I like to use not the Tesco's own or Sainsbury's own. The next one's up, like the Finest or whatever. They've got a bit of red. The other ones are always just a bit fucking orange and bland, aren't they? Some decent cherry tomatoes. An avocado. Take the stone out. Peel it, cube it. Cucumber, again, take the pips out, peel it, cube it. An onion, peeled and cubed. Some sugar snap peas, which I just mentioned. Sweet corn, I like to actually roast my sweet corn, and then let it cool and cut it off. I don't like the tin stuff as much. Yeah, so I roast it in tin foil. So just buy the cobbets or cobs, put them in a... lay them on a sheet of tin foil, put some salt, pepper and some butter on them, just like almost like you're buttering a bit of bread. I just butter it all over, wrap the tin foil so you make a tin foil parcel but not tight, leave a bit of air in it so a bit of steam can go round, and whack them in the oven for 15-20 minutes, and then when they cool down, get a nice little bit of brown on them hopefully, and then you just let them cool a bit, then hold them end up and just run a knife down between the kernels and the core, and drops off beautiful. So, yeah, we use sweet corn and some coriander. Love coriander. So that's your sort of ingredients. So chop your onion, chop your sugar snap peas, chop your cucumber, chop up your lettuce and your coriander, slice your tomatoes, sugar snap peas, get your corn. So get all that in a bowl and then make a dressing. And for the dressing, use about 100ml of olive oil. Juice of 2 limes, I absolutely love lime in salad. Some Tabasco, quarter to half a teaspoon, depending on how hot you like it. some salt and pepper. Mix all that up in a bowl. So your lime juice, oil, Tabasco, salt, black, salt and pepper. Mix all that up until it emulsifies, and then over your salad, stir it all round. Job done. Sit and have that with a nice cold glass of cider on a lunchtime. You can't beat it, and you'll be super healthy. Yeah, like me, an absolute machine. Clooney-esque. Clooney-esque. That was funny, whoever it was last night. Joe, was it? I didn't know you did football trading. I thought you only did books and recipes. That did make me chuckle. Right, what else have we got? Done that. Just imagine being that man. Just imagine. He's had a green screen again. He's fucking doing it again, Mum. Honestly. Book time. Good book. Remember 2008, we had a financial crash. It remains to be seen what the effects of COVID will have on our finances over the next couple of years. I'm sure we'll find out. But that big crash, obviously many conspiracy theories are on that, on why it happened, what happened. I thoroughly enjoyed the movie. Is it The Big Short? I really enjoyed that. Which is a sort of a story about a guy who went in and took the banks on for where their positions were. But a good book that I read on it at the time, and it just came to me the other day, I thought, well, we'll put that one on there, what's it called? Flipping, and I do this, and then I forget all about it. The Fed and the Lehman Brothers. That's it. It's The Fed and the Lehman Brothers by Lawrence Ball, which sort of talks you through the bankruptcy of Lehman Brothers, which then obviously triggered people like Bear Stearns, who my sister-in-law actually worked for, and AIG and others getting into all sorts of trouble. And could the Fed basically, they went under, could the Fed have stopped it? And was it down purely to business, or was it down to political pressure, if you like, letting it go bust? And this book sort of explores that angle of why did it go and could it have been saved? And really good, really, really good insight into the sort of timeline of what went into that process. And why the Fed decided to do what they did. If you're interested in that sort of thing, it is a really interesting book, just about the sort of fundamentals of business and the what the Fed and how it could do the Fed could have actually saved them, but for whatever reasons, and it details why that they didn't. So a really good book, The Fed and the Lehman Brothers, setting the record straight on a financial disaster. If you like that sort of thing, and if you enjoyed the movie The Big Short, then I think you'll enjoy this book, The Fed and the Lehman Brothers. We'll continue giving you books. I may not give you one a day now, as we've got some football coming up, but I will continue giving the odd recipe and the odd book. Keep you healthy, keep you educated, keep you learning. Theme of the day, control what you can control. I think that goes on in life, whatever. I think there's just stuff that you get het up about that you're never, ever going to change your control. And I'm guilty of it, don't get me wrong. I'm as much a hypocrite, because there's things that do wind me up, as you're probably well aware, that I've got absolutely no chance of changing or influencing, but I do let them get me in a little stir. But where I'm good, I'm really good at just moving on from it. I think that's, I'm not saying that it's good to get wound up, but it's I can say something, do something, something can wind me up, and I can move on. So like last night, Werder Bremen could have won 4-0 and I'd done a stack. I can just move on to the next day. I don't sit mulling on things. But I think you've got to get into controlling what you can control, particularly with punting. And I've got mixed views on Twitter, because again, it's hypocritical because I'm on it. I do find the place an absolute toxic cesspool, and my life is a lot better having cleared out all the shit from people like Piers Morgan over this last few weeks, and the people who might want to retweet him and all that. Because it doesn't add anything to your life. You may think it does, but as I say to you, if you have a day away from it, you enjoy it. But there are some good people on there. There's some, you know, I think I've interacted and you can ask a question perhaps and get an answer from it. There's, you know, so it's not all bad in that way, but you do have to take a lot of it with a pinch of salt. But if you're letting things like somebody talking about winning, what's it? The bit I don't get is, as I said, you say, got fuck all to do with you anyway. If somebody comes on there, I don't know, Psychoff, and he posts $5,000, I don't bat an eyelid. I don't even think about it. It doesn't affect my life in the slightest. I don't think, I wish that was me, or why, how did he do that? It genuinely doesn't even trigger one synapse in my brain. I just move on. What people, you know, and then somebody, he's done this, that's wrong, how can you fucking do that the way you bet? I don't like that, fuck off, why are you doing that, you can't win, all that, why, what are you hoping to achieve? As I keep saying, imagine being that guy. I don't know what it's turning people into. I think that's what's worrying me. What is it turning people into? Because I can't believe people are genuinely like that. I can't believe if you meet these people in a pub they would behave like that. Maybe they would. I might be fucking naive, I don't know. But fucking weirdos, honestly. Absolute fucking nut jobs. Weirdos. Right, I am done, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be playing some real tennis, apparently, as well. I'll be good. I'll be good. I've got all the best skills. That's it. Lots to go. Lots to do this week. Busy week, obviously, with the football back. But just I'm bringing lots of things, hopefully, to a head over the next few days. Perhaps a week. And then I will, I keep saying it, I should have a bit more time. But just lots to do in the background for you guys. Lots of projects running simultaneously that I hope to tie up into a nice little bow over the next week and get done before we get more football back. I see they've approved Premier League, haven't they? They start training now, can't they, together? I don't know what, don't really know what to think of the football in this country, how it's going to be. I just think if it's going to be this farce of neutral grounds and everything, I think it is an absolute waste of time. I don't, you know, all of a sudden all the integrity questions are going out the window, aren't they? They've, League Two have agreed to pack it in. You know, it's just, the whole thing is becoming a nonsense in this. We seem to fuck everything up, don't we? It doesn't matter whether it's political, sporting, construction. We seem to find a way, and I know perhaps I'm just more aware of it because we live here, so you hear more, but we seem to find a way to fuck everything up. I go back and look at, I watch them build Aria Casino in Vegas, and they knocked it up over 2 years, and you could read the newspaper and that, and it all seemed to be fantastic. That was obviously close to the financial crash. They did nearly run out of money. They had to sell some properties, MGM and things. But the actual process of it seemed to be fairly smooth sailing. And then I compared it to them building Wembley Stadium, the new Wembley, which when I watched that England-Scotland the other day, England-Scotland, the 96 relived was on. Gazza's goal. Fucking love that goal. But just seeing the old Wembley, just brought back so many memories. The Twin Tower, how they let them Twin Towers be destroyed and didn't get those into the new design somehow. Fantastic. I loved that place. Just the football meant something back then, didn't it? Going to Wembley then really meant something then. I think they completely cheapened it, having semis and things there, letting Tottenham play there, letting Arsenal play there. But it did mean something then. It was special. A day out at Wembley was super special. But then they built that new one and just seemed to be riddled with, you know, budgets going up. We just seem to fuck everything up. We seem to have a knack in this country, for whatever reason, of fucking everything up. Perhaps the people who run all these things are people who don't like green screens. I don't know. I don't like green screens. He's done it again, Mum. He's done it again. Right. Let's see. I'm going to keep doing it now. Just because I know it's niggling at people. I couldn't care if I end up with one fucking follower on Twitter, honestly. I fucking love the fact that if that's what you're about, that you get upset with shit like that, then I'm going to pull that string until you completely unravel, my friend. That is what I'm going to do. I do my absolute utmost to try and help people, and I'm fucking go to bed every night knowing that. I put out as many bets of decent value as I can, well before the event, every single fucking day of my life. You think you're going to come and give me shit about green screens? Go and fuck yourself, my little friend. I'm going to fucking pull that string until you're fucking climbing up the walls in your own house, you fucking lunatic. Right, on that, I'm off. Get myself out of here before I get revved up again. Right, have a lovely little what is it, Tuesday? Suggsy's on the golf course again. He beat Kevin Kelly 5-4. See, they fucking let the old clamps out. People like him out every day. I bet he's not social distancing. Apparently, he was awesome yesterday. I think he's been playing all through lockdown. He's trying to get me out for a game, but if he's playing well, I haven't played for ages. I think I'm going to duck it. I think I'm going to be ill. Enjoy yourself, Suggsy. Fucking trying to run a business here. He's meant to be one of my sort of partners. Trying to run a business. All he's ever done is on the golf course every day. Anyway, right. Enjoy yourselves, guys. Have a lovely little Tuesday. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning to annoy you a little bit more. Beautiful.